So we're going to start this out with the same basic structure. I hope that you'll notice that these three PowerPoints on interaction models have very parallel structure, because the important thing to notice is how similar they are. When you don't have an interaction term in, you have a main effects model. When you do have an interaction term in, you have a simple effects model. So I'm hoping that you'll see that by just creating as much of a parallel structure as I can. So to maintain that parallel nature, we're going to look at sources of data, variations of data, look at the main effects model, and then the interaction version of those same models. The model doesn't care where the data come from. They might be two measured quantitative variables, like age and experience. They could be two manipulated quantitative variables, like number of practices and the percent of time that they receive feedback. Model doesn't care if they're IVs or predictors. And you might have one of each, where we have age and number that's manipulated. Like all the rest of the models, this was originally designed to work with experimental data and infer cause. Most of the time, we won't be in a situation to do that. Just because you're running a bigger, fancier model doesn't mean you can start talking about cause, because we always have that combination of underspecified models and proxy variables. And those things together mean it ain't an experiment. It's a set of associations and relationships. We have main effects models and interaction models. A main effect model has a term for both quantitative variables and has no interaction. In other words, it's a homogeneity of regression slope assumption. We assume that the relationship between the dependent variable and one quantitative variable is the same for any level of the other quantitative variable. Now, this other quantitative variable can have a main effect. That is, if you're higher on Z, you get higher expected scores on the DV. But those lines, within my ability to draw, are parallel. And so the effect of X doesn't depend on the value of Z. The effect of Z doesn't depend upon the value of X. Parallel lines, only main effects. And so each of those regression weights is going to be a main effect. If we're looking at the difference between, what's the difference between being in the top third and the bottom third of Z? It's the same, no matter what value of X you look at. How much does the dependent variable go up as X goes up by 10? Slope's the same, so the answer is going to be the same for any value of Z. Main effects models. It doesn't depend. It doesn't matter. There ain't no sometimes. Okay? So then we move to the interaction models. We still have terms for both quantitative variables. Now we have a term for the interaction. We're not going to assume regression slope homogeneity. We're going to test for it and explore it. And when we have that interaction term in the model, all of the weights for the other variables are no longer main effects. They are now simple effects. What's the relationship between X and Y? Depends on what value of Z you're talking about. What's the effect of being in the top third versus the bottom third of Z? Depends on what X you're at. Okay? It depends. Same thing it's always meant. It's this nice little happy 2x2s, which you hated at the time and now yearn for. The B weight of the interaction term represents how the simple effect of one variable changes with changes in the value of the other variable. Same thing interaction always means. That's what's supposed to be the comforting part. No matter what kind of variables we have, no matter what kind of design we put it in, whether we put it in ANOVA, regression, or GLM, main effects, simple effects, and interactions mean the same thing. Now we're just learning how to recognize, plot, and express them from a regression weight instead of a set of means.